Good evening, everyone. December 16th, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hundred and Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. In the room tonight is myself, Mike Schmidt, Tom McKee, Mark Wall, and Deb Kohler. On the phone joining us is our Municipal Clerk, Karen Sandors, our Administrator, James Barberio, and Attorney Matt Lyons. I assume everyone's on. And you may have to press star 6 to unmute yourself for them.
I'm on.
Matt, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
This is
and
Jamie.
That was Jamie. Matt, you're there too?
Yep.
I am.
Okay, we got you then. And Mr. Wonder was unable to attend tonight. Would you please all rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our first responders, healthcare heroes, and our servicemen and women, and special call-out tonight for our snow plowing crew. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag. The United States of America.
To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. First up are the presentation of minutes. Minutes of the regular and executive session meetings of November 18th, 2020. Any comments or discussion?
Yes. I'd like to know why my prepared statement isn't attached to the minutes.
Okay. I don't know if everyone could hear that. Ms. Kohler is asking... It's in the minutes, it points out that Ms. Kohler made a statement, and she's wondering, I guess she asked why her statement isn't appearing in its entirety in the minutes. And as I discussed with the clerk afterward, after the last meeting, for the past couple of years, we've discussed a policy of whether these minutes are a transcript of what was said or just highlights of what was said. And the proposal or the discussion was to treat it as correspondence, where we don't publish the entire correspondence, but it's noted in the minutes that you made a statement. The statement is recorded, and the statement is available for anyone who wants it. If we'd like to change that policy, we could consider changing that, but that's the policy we followed the last couple of years.
Well, let me tell you, here's my background.
Please speak into the microphone. So.
On August 16th, 2017, we voted to authorize all future minutes in a summary form.
Okay.
It wasn't unanimous, but Brian had voted no. Then, on January 2nd, 2019, at the reorg meeting, we had our remarks put verbatim into the reorg meeting's minutes. Yours was extremely long, so that's a precedent that's been set. Nobody said those minutes got approved. Nobody
right.
said anything. My statement was in there, your statement, which was very long, longer than my statement, and not considered correspondence. Everybody's statements
true.
Were in there. So tell me what the difference is. And in my case, but this needs to correct the record because there were false statements made in the November 18th meeting that I needed to clarify. And I know it's been read into the record, but so was your remarks. They were all read into the record.
Actually, I should point out so that the colleagues know, regarding correcting the record and anything material, the township has been informed that you've retained an attorney
mm-hmm.
and that you're threatening legal action against the township for some alleged matter. That's what's communicated to me, that your attorney
has retained counsel.
Your attorney, counsel, lawyer, whatever you want to call it, has...
Mayor,
okay.
If I could, it's Matt Lyons. Not to speak to the merits of
right.
the motion that's pending, but just for clarity's sake, that the actual statement is that to the extent there is a false light regarding Committeewoman Kohler's actions in the Oprah matter, that she will be pursuing all legal remedies. I want to let it stand on its own and not interpret it beyond that. So,
exactly.
I, you know, we could go back and forth on that, and I don't think it's necessary based on the actual writing. It was in writing, so we got it by that.
Okay.
Doesn't mean we can't discuss or debate this the issue regarding the minutes and the content of to what is attached, but I would caution all members of the governing body regarding any interpretation or subjective analysis of any party's action regarding this entire issue, Mayor.
Okay.
And other members of the governing body.
Okay.
Right, and also, Mike, your statements were read from a piece of paper that you had in front of you as well
at
the January 2nd meeting, and so were mine. Yours were off the cuff.
All I can state is, number one, I don't think anyone requested, demanded, whatever word we want to use, that those be put in. I think the clerk chose to put them in. I also believe in the past 2 years we've had additional conversations.
No.
In 2020, they were not put in.
Oh, right, they weren't.
And I've also read statements. But
let me finish.
Yep.
The deputy clerk emailed us and asked us to send them the statements that we read at the January 2nd organization meeting so she could cut and paste them into it. You sent yours. I sent mine. There you go. That's an approval.
But
right there.
The only difference here that I see is both those reorg statements were made by committee people. Your Oprah really is a resident, because it's not a committee action. So I'm not sure how that works. It should have been in public comment, in my opinion, and then treated as a public comment, which would be a summarized notation of what you said. So that's how I feel it should have been handled, but we handled it a little differently. But you are a resident, as in the Oprah conflict,
mm-hmm.
not as a level on the committee. So now your statement is being read as if it's Oprah on the committee level. So I kind of feel like it could have been done as a correspondence attached to the packet,
mm-hmm.
and it's, fortunately for you, the audio captured it. So I'm not sure if the whole needs to be read in the minutes completely.
Well, and this goes off to another topic on that. If I was doing this as a resident, like you're saying, why would our township lawyer, not stop another resident from attacking me as a resident in this meeting?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
We are not going to address this in a public forum where Ms. Kohler has retained counsel as to the substance of this dispute.
I agree.
And I do not agree that that is an accurate statement, but we cannot go into a point-by-point analysis of this on the record.
Okay, so I would just like a black-and-white decision, yes or no. Are we going to attach the statement or not?
We can put it to a vote. What I was going to say for the 2019 minutes, the minutes came before us with people's statements in it. There must have been a vote to approve those as the minutes.
There was.
I think tonight we could, if someone wants to make a motion to attach your statement, we can listen to a motion. Everyone has the right to speak on this committee.
Okay, Matt, I can make my own motion on this, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to accept it.
Absolutely, you can.
I'll make a motion. I would like to make a motion to attach the statement that Committeewoman Kohler read, whether it be as a committeewoman or a resident, at the November 18th meeting, to shine some light on some of the statements that were made by others in the meeting.
Is there a second? Having no second.
Motion fails.
Motion fails. Any other discussion regarding the November 18th minutes of either the regular meeting or the executive meeting?
Make a motion to approve them as they stand.
Second.
Roll call?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Next, we have the minutes of the regular and executive session of December 2nd, 2020. Any comments or discussion on those other minutes?
I'll make a motion. Nobody has any discussion. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the executive meeting of November 18th, 2020.
Second.
I'm sorry. We took both of those on the same. This is now for the December 2nd, regular and executive.
You did the executive.
We did them together.
Okay, so I can't vote on the executive ones from the first one. Break them up.
Okay, we can.
Let's go back.
If you'd like, we'll break it up. We'll
yes.
do it. Okay. Separate motion for the executive minutes of November 18th, 2020.
That was me that made that motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Vote.
Yes. Karen, are you okay with that? Or Matt?
As a technical matter, Mayor, we should rescind the original vote.
Okay.
And then conduct the two separate votes.
Muted.
I don't know. Okay. We may need to be very, very...
Unmuted.
The woman caller wants the record to be clear that she voted in the negative on the regulars.
Okay.
So if we could move to rescind the both votes and then move forward with a bifurcated vote on the regular and then executive minutes.
So I'm going to make a motion to rescind the original move action on the minutes combined of the regular and executive session. For November 18th, and as we're going to separate them out, is what I'm understanding.
Yeah, we'll take two votes.
And I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
But do we get a vote first to rescind?
We got a vote to rescind.
Okay.
So there was a motion to rescind?
I have the motion to rescind.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now, we'll take a motion
on... We're going to separate them.
Yes. The November 18th, the regular minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the regular November 18th, 2020 regular meeting minutes.
Well, first of all, I have to make the motion to attach my statement. That's what we did last time, so now
I
have to rescind that.
I think we already took action on that motion. Matt, do we have to go back all the way to...
No, that motion is already recorded.
Okay. All right, I have the motion for the regular meeting.
Second. Yes.
Roll call.
No.
Yes.
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 I'll also make a motion for the executive session meeting minutes of November 18th, 2020.
Seconded by Ms. Kohler. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Now, would we like to take the December 2nd regular and executive session minutes together, or would anyone like to separate those? Any discussion?
I'm perfectly fine keeping them together. So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay.
With that, we would open the meeting to public comment, limited to agenda items only, reminding everyone that this meeting is recorded and will be posted on the website promptly, and that you may need to press *6 to unmute yourself. Is there a motion to open to public comment, limited to agenda items only?
I'll make that motion to open this portion of our meeting to public comment, limited to agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment regarding items on tonight's agenda, please identify yourself, the road you live on, and press *6 to unmute yourself. Okay.
I don't know if you guys can hear me.
Now we hear you, yes.
Okay. This is Steve Farcio. I'm actually the attorney for Committeewoman Kohler. So I don't live in the township, but I just wanted to make a comment and just clarify an issue so that everybody understands what my letter said. You don't have to comment on it, but first I just want to make it clear.
I'm sorry, is this an agenda item?
My letter has Oprah on an update.
Okay, it's related to the Oprah update. Okay, thank you. I just didn't know if it was a separate action that she's bringing. Okay.
So I just want to be very clear, and just so you guys understand, I've represented townships before. I've been on both sides of this issue, and just want to make it very clear that I never, and neither did Committeewoman Kohler, ever threatened litigation for purposes of her Oprah request. The issue has to do with the false narrative that has been presented against her, and this is the main reason why she wanted her statement attached to the minutes. It's a one-page statement, which you guys have already voted. I don't understand why you wouldn't want a statement attached to the minutes when it clarifies the issues and presents Ms. Kohler's position, because it clearly, I've listened to the minutes, it has not been presented properly. She's has every right, as your attorneys have noted, to file an OPA request, and she's been vilified for it. And I don't understand how someone can be vilified for filing an OPA request and not only being vilified, but being encouraged to withdraw her request. That's improper. It, to the extent that her OPA request is vague, overbroad, your attorneys will let her know that, and you guys can make the proper objections. I've listened to, you know, whether or not they have an email address. They don't have an email address. That's on the township. You guys can make that decision, but that's not her issue. She has every right to file an OPA request. She did that. She has not threatened litigation. But what I will say is that if anybody is going to get on the line and start saying things about Ms. Kohler that are defamatory or false, then they need to understand that there are repercussions for that. She has simply filed an OPA request seeking documents that she is permitted to have, public documents that pertain to public action, not private action, not whether or not you're going to have dinner on Thanksgiving with your neighbors, as I heard some, I don't even know what that was, but it has to do, as you probably know, public documents for, based on their public position. That's what the OPA request is for. It's not for anything private. I heard some type of insinuation that can we throw the cost back on to the person who makes the OPA request. That's not permitted by law. I'm sure your attorneys have told you that, because that would be a chilling effect on the OPA law. But if there's an issue with the OPA request or the OPA response, that can be dealt with, hopefully, with phone calls and not with any court action. But other than that, I really am dismayed at what was just decided, because I think that shows some type of bias towards Ms. Kohler, why you would not want her statement attached after people have gone on the line here and have vilified her for following the law is beyond me. You don't have to like her. But to not have her statement that clarifies her position, I think is really bad business. I think it's bad practice, and I think it's a bad look. So I just wanted to make sure that I put that out there, that she has not threatened litigation against anybody. She simply said that she's not going to put up with anybody making defamatory comments about her.
That's what I stated.
You did.
I made it clear. It's
you
Matt
did,
Lyons,
Mr. Lyons.
And I want Mr. Farcia's words to speak for themselves, and they're, you know, any that way there's nothing lost in translation, and you know we will leave for another day if there's a dispute as to that, or if there's further action that is required that he needs to take on behalf of his client. But again, the words were, I wanted to read the words and not leave it open to any type of speculation.
And I'll just leave with two things. I appreciate the fact that, Mr. Lyons, you said that, because we did have a conversation yesterday. I think you totally understood what I said. And the other thing is, look, if there's any issues with the OPA request, we'll be more than willing to work with anybody on those issues. So I'll leave it at that. I just wanted you guys to know what my position was. Now, how do I go back to mute? Do I just hit mute on my phone?
Ideally, if you can hit mute on your phone, otherwise I could try to mute everyone again. And,
okay. But yeah, I'm not. I guess you could do it on your end. I am. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Any other public comment?
Thank you.
Hearing no other public comment, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So now we move on to Resolution 87-2020, motion to join, or in this case rejoin, the statewide insurance fund. This would rejoin or have us join the fund for effective January 1st, 2021 through January 1st, 2024. By this resolution, be resolved that Lebanon Township does hereby agree to join the statewide insurance fund. Further resolved that, to the extent required by law, the local unit Lebanon Township shall provide notice of indemnity and trust agreement to the office of the state comptroller Be it further resolved that the local unit will be afforded the following coverage: workers' compensation and employer's liability, comprehensive general liability, automobile liability and physical damage, public officials and employment practices liability, property, inland marine boiler and machinery, crime, faithful performance and fidelity, pollution liability, cyber liability, non-owned aircraft. And be it further resolved that the local unit's fund commissioner, which we'll be appointing in a moment, is authorized and directed to execute the agreements attached hereto. Any discussion or motion for resolution 87-2020?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 87-2020.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, also related to our insurance renewal, resolution 88-2020, resolution appointing risk management consultant. By this resolution, it would be resolved that Lebanon Township appoints Groen Dyke Associates as its risk management consultant, and that James R. Barberio is hereby authorized to execute the risk management consultant's agreement for the year 2021 in the form attached hereto. Any discussion or motion?
A motion to approve resolution number 88-2020, appointing risk management consultant Groen Dyke Associates and the public entity James Bavario representing the public entity.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, resolution 89-2020, resolution appointing the fund commissioner. Be it resolved that James R. Barberio is hereby appointed as the fund commissioner for the local unit, Lebanon Township, for the fund year 2021. And further resolved that Karen Sandors is hereby appointed as the alternate fund commissioner for the fund year 2021. Any discussion?
I'll again make a motion to approve resolution number 89-2020, appointing fund commissioner named as James R. Barberio, and a second person, Karen Sandors.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, resolution 90-2020, return overpayment of taxes. There exists an overpayment of $2,503.82 for the fourth quarter of 2020 due to a duplicate payment for Block 51, Lot 7, and a refund of this duplicate payment has been requested by Kimberly Ziski, and this resolution would authorize the mayor, treasurer, and clerk to refund a check in that amount. Any discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 90-2020, return overpayment of 2020 taxes to Kimberly R. Ziski.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. The next two resolutions on the agenda, the first one being the employee vacation rollover for the year 2020, will table to the special meeting that hopefully we schedule later in this agenda. And resolution 92-2020 for budget transfers, the payroll information got to the CFO too late today to finalize that final transfer for this year, and since we will intend to have a special meeting, we will take those two up next week at the special meeting. Takes us to old business. First item of old business is the appointment, which in other words, employment of office assistants. Several months ago, the township advertised for an office assistant position. We've received applications from two highly qualified local people. One is Maria Nakarato, the other is Aaron Porcino. She said we could pronounce it either way. And so in executive session, the committee discussed last meeting that we would like to hire both of them, each for 16 hours a week at pay of $15 per hour. Is there any discussion or a motion to appoint these two people as office assistants in Lebanon Township?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next on the agenda is an update on what's going on with our IT information technology needs. And for that, I turn it to James Barberio.
Okay, I've been on contact with our IT consultant over the last couple of days, and I'm going to have him come in next week to meet with me and go over an assessment of what the township needs for IT with regards to all the departments and actually the license for the 365, because he's going to need to know how many licenses that we're going to need. Earlier today, I got an email from Committeeman Mark Lau with regards to that. And, Mark, I did respond to you, but not in detail. I spoke to him on several occasions, and I just want to get a real number for what it's going to cost the township to update a lot of our, you know, computers, we're going to go to laptops, all that kind of stuff, because we're really behind the eight ball. Some computers are on Windows 7, and they deactivate over a certain period of time. I was in the deactivation process, so I'm activated again. So we really need to move forward with this. So I'm going to have him come in on Monday to meet with me and give you guys an assessment.
Okay, so no action
with real dollars and actual dollars of what it would cost.
No,
right, the township.
Right. Well, with the one area is obviously the software side of it, but also hopefully they're going to provide us with an audit of all of our computers we have, so we can see where these ages are, which ones need to be prioritized going into the new year, and replacement is what I'm expecting. You know, I expect to see something of that nature.
Right, exactly. And that's what we're going to be working on. I did have a brief conversation with them about, you know, firewalls, all that kind of stuff for the township, because, as you know, it's not the big towns that sometimes get hit with cyber attacks. It's the ones that are pretty much sleeping, which is the smaller towns. So I had that conversation with him as well. And, I'll have some sort of a written out statement from him and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so no action required tonight? No. Okay.
Excuse me, Mayor?
I was just clarifying, no action tonight, no authorization of additional funds or anything?
I'll get the numbers. I'll get everything that pretty much needs to be done. Also, with regards to the PD as well.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the PD, every department that we have here in town.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next is an update on the quarry subcommittee that was set up. Turn that to Ms. Kohler.
Yes. The quarry over in Glen Gardner, Eastern Concrete was going to be bringing in stone from a Jutland exit project on Route 78. They had an application pending, and at the last meeting, it was, December 8th, the state doesn't want to bring the rock into the quarry anymore. So the application is going to be, they're going to remove that from the application, and on January 12th, they're going to go back, Eastern Concrete, with a final application. The bottom line is Lebanon Township doesn't have to monitor the situation anymore. And I gave that update at the planning board meeting last night as well.
So there will be an application for something, but
It's not our concern. And also John Galena is there, also their attorney for their planning board. So he was at our meeting last night as well. So it was corroborated. We both had the same information.
Okay.
So it's one less thing we have to worry about for now.
Very good. Next item on the agenda is the Oprah update. I don't know who, but I'll let the clerk start this. And I'm not asking for an update on documents that have been delivered unless that's appropriate. I wanted to go back to the first question that we posed when we retained the conflict counsel, which was whether the fees for the conflict counsel could be put to the requester of the Oprah. And secondly, if we can get any update on what the cost to date of the special or the conflict counsel has been. Karen, would that be you or Jamie, or who would have that?
Well, I spoke with the attorney yesterday, and I think that the question should be directed to him, and maybe he can give you something in writing in regard to that. He didn't seem to feel that the cost for his work would be something that would be that the requester would have to cover, The cost right now, I believe you said, was $1,785 for the work that he's done so far. But he didn't. It didn't appear to me as though it would be something that the requester would have to cover.
Okay. But you're saying we should ask him for a definitive yes or no?
If I would prefer for counsel to provide you with his position on it as opposed to me providing you with that.
Understood. That's what I mean. So.
Yeah, I think that would be the best, you know, best way to handle that.
Okay. Any other update you'd like to give us on the Kohler Oprah?
No, I just, yesterday, I believe it was, I did provide Bev with a good number of documents for her to review and based on her request. And hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be able to provide her with the remainder of the documents or the remaining documents.
Okay. Any other discussion on that topic?
I would advise we limit any further discussion. I think the clerk has provided a ministerial update, and based on everything that is in front of us, we leave it at that.
Okay. An old business update, just to let everybody know. Last meeting, we passed a. We approved a shared service agreement with Clinton Township for the municipal court, and Clinton Township has their committee also approved that, so we have the documents signed. Just so everybody knows, starting January 1st, our municipal court will be on Highway 31, now jointly in the shared service with Clinton Township. Any other old business anyone would like to raise? Seeing none, then we're on to new business. We have two items from the fire department. I'll turn over to the liaison to
fire. Very good. The first item is a capital request by the fire company for the command vehicle. This was in the capital ordinance when we did the budget in March of 2020, so they're looking for the committee to approve the purchase of this vehicle with the body attached to the Ford pickup. So... I'll leave it to any discussion here. I think everyone should be aware of this purchase.
Just for the details on it, the proposal price that we'll be approving.
I'm sorry. The proposal price from Fire Safety and Services of South Plainfield, the proposal price is $99,981.
Although, actually, the purchase will be through the Houston Galveston.
That's correct. The letter's a little odd, and... Yeah. The Houston Galveston, I forget what their full name is.
Some
here.
Consortium, I don't know.
Area Council.
Oh, it's right.
Is an alternate procurement co-op that we joined in 2016. We became a member, so I think that everyone might have saw the email trains with the qualified purchasing agent who has used them in the past, made sure that we were. A member, and if we weren't, we could have done it easily with a resolution. But what we're looking for tonight is the committee's consent to move forward with this purchase of this command vehicle. Again, and the amount is $99,981. So if anyone would like to make that motion, I'm sure they would appreciate it.
Did you make the motion?
I will make the motion that we move forward with this command vehicle that the fire department is looking for.
Any further discussion, or is there a second?
If that's the motion, I'll make the second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 The second item we have here, and I hope you all had a chance to review it, was presented to me. It's a request for a fireman memorial. Currently, there's a memorial right outside this parking lot. It's a memorial stone that sits on a grassy area between the police department and the fire station too. And this is a dedicated memorial to those members who have passed on, and they're looking for approval from the township committee to relocate and add a couple of memorials for future use in the Memorial Park memorial section of Memorial Park. And I think they've given you a detail as close to a detail of what they expect it to look like, and they even pointed an arrow to the small area they're looking to use for that memorial, and it would basically be off the walkway, and it's about 24 feet in length by 17 feet in depth, which is a segmented circle, and it will have three monuments. The original one will be moved from where it is now into this location. Each monument will approximately be 5 feet wide, 3 feet high, similar to the arched, segmented arch they have there. And then the, I guess what you would call the universal fire emblem in the middle of it. So they're looking for us to give them the okay. The other thing I want to say about this project, it will be an Eagle Scout project. It'll all be done by volunteers. They've already talked to the building department. I said, as a courtesy, please talk to the building department. They're doing that as we speak right now. And again, this is going to be a volunteer project and an Eagle Scout project. So any discussion or anything else I could add?
Do you happen to know if they've talked to the park committee or the Friends of Memorial Park?
They have talked to the park committee, and they got an affirmative from them that they're in agreement with this.
Okay.
So thank you for reminding me that. I didn't bring that up, but yeah. So
where is the funding going to come from for the stones?
Within the fire department?
Within the fire department.
Yes.
Okay.
They're not looking for anything other than the use, to have the ability to use that piece of land there in Memorial Park. I almost, you know me, I kind of feel it's fitting. It's 2021, 20 years since 9-1-1. So I think it would make sense, and it would give a place for people to visit, you know, members of that volunteer Lebanon Township Fire Department organization. So I think it makes some sense.
Do we have to do anything with our documents on the park to update anything officially to allow it to happen?
I'm wondering if we would have to do something that would there be, have to be a survey potentially? You know, to, I'm not sure, but we can look into that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, because I'm thinking the funding, even though it's not Friends of Memorial Park, it'll be the fire department. The fire department has their own funding. We've got the land. It's like, how does this all come together so that there's not a problem down the road? Somebody says, I want these out of here, and they've locked it in. I don't know,
yeah.
Deed restriction. I don't know.
You know, I was thinking that I hope there's a foundation under the memorial stones more than anything else,
mm-hmm.
is what I was thinking, that mm-hmm. they don't tip and everything. I think the fire department will take that responsibility, but I could look into that.
I would close the loop on that just to make sure.
Could we approve it subject to, you said they already, subject to getting any building permits
exactly.
that are required,
mm-hmm.
and subject
any
to
any zoning,
of
anything
any,
like
any,
that.
Any little
subject to that, we'll approve it. I'll follow up at the next meeting if I can get the information for everyone, or after our reorg, because
yeah.
we have a reorg coming up.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Just
yeah, I think so too. So we're looking for a motion to give our approval of this design concept with
subject to
any agencies or zoning or building that we need to look into, surveying of such sorts from the fire department.
There's your motion.
That's my motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Long-winded motion, huh?
That was a good one.
Oh,
thanks. Covered it.
And
thank you.
That takes us on to three items from the police department, which I'll turn over to the liaison for police.
We have, first one is for getting 8 Glocks duty weapons. This is, all these are 11 years old, and it's been recommended by the chief to replace them. For $1,627. Then he also wants 2 shotguns for the vehicles and dedication there. There are 2 of them at $513.77 each. And then he needs the police cage and gun rack for the 2020 vehicle for $2,675.72. So these, those three items are basically to, you know, either replacement maintenance items and obviously required equipment.
So any discussion, or are you making a motion to?
I'll make a motion to approve the three items.
Second.
Discussion, roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Takes us on to item promotion of Township Museum employee. At our last executive session, this committee discussed Robbie Lynn Mwangi, who is currently the assistant curator at the museum, and it was discussed to promote her effective January 1st, 2021, to the position of associate curator and to increase her hourly rate of pay to $16 per hour. Any further discussion?
And I was, it was read into the record. It's a promotion in place, basically, is what it is. And so there's no vacancy. She didn't leave a vacancy in her old position. That was never discussed, so I just want to get that.
And I'm not an expert in that. Matt, does that?
I couldn't hear. I only heard the tail end of what Committeewoman Kohler said. I apologize.
Matt, what I was going to say is when we discussed it, and I did, I saw it was read into the minutes. It was basically a promotion in place to adjust some information, salary amounts. It was read into the public record. But it didn't leave a vacancy of her old position. It was basically a bump up in place.
Oh, yeah, I think that, yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to say that.
Okay, so any other discussion, or would there be a motion to promote Robbie Lynn Mwangi to associate curator with a rate of pay of $16 per hour?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And we thank Robbie Lynn for all the great work she's doing at our museum. Next is a sad note for the township. A number of weeks ago, I guess maybe even 6-8 weeks ago, Committeeman Wonder informed us that due to other obligations with his business and personal life, he felt the need to resign from his committee seat. There are 2 years left on his term. He's been on this township committee for 10 years, serving the township for 10 years. He was a former mayor. Many of those years he spent on the planning board, where he took a special interest. He especially focused on a lot of the social services for our seniors, as well as providing general wisdom and guidance to this committee. He will be missed. He certainly left a mark during his tenure with this committee. Anyone else?
He'll be sadly missed by myself. I've served with Brian 9 of his 10 years, and I always felt that Brian, in his way, had his best, the heart of Lebanon Township with him, with his decisions that he made, and I wish him all the best moving forward. I understand why he chose to resign at this time, and I commend him on the work he's done for the township as well. I thank you, Brian.
And Brian's been a great mentor to me. Coming in as a new committeewoman, he was more than kind. He was always willing to listen. I'm sure he'll still be willing to listen. And although we differed on some things that we didn't always vote the same way, but we never had any animosity over it, respected each other's opinions, and he's always going to remain a good friend.
Probably most people don't really realize this, but actually Brian Wonder got me started doing this because he appointed me to the planning board first, and that's how I got involved in this. And then when Pat Shriver was stepping down and not rerunning, he was the one who convinced me to run along with some other people. So he actually, you know, maybe he cursed me. I don't know which it is. But anyway, he's the one who got me to sit here. So I appreciate his efforts, and I thank him for all his time that he spent here and his dedication to this township.
So it's my understanding that his written resignation is effective at midnight today. Do we need to take any action to accept that resignation, or is it just noted in the record?
I would, Mayor. I mean, it's effective, but I think it would be certainly appropriate to make a motion to accept it with regret.
Would anyone like to make that motion?
I'll make the motion to accept the resignation of Committeeman Brian Wonder as of midnight tonight, December 16th, 2020, with regret.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you, Brian. Now, there's a well-established procedure for replacing an open seat on the township committee. We've received from the Republican, since Brian held a seat where he ran as a Republican, it's a Republican-held seat. The Republican committee was contacted and by procedure asked to provide three names that they would like this committee to consider. The item on the agenda is to schedule a special meeting to have each of these three people, which I'll mention, I'll read out their names in a moment, but to have the three of them present themselves, present their views on the township, and then this committee would take a vote on who will fill Brian Wunder's seat. The three names that have been put forward are Abe Abakowski, who's currently well known to us as a member for, I think, 17 years on the Board of Adjustment. Jeffrey Thompson, who's also well known as a volunteer at the fire department breakfast when they were having them, the pancake breakfast, and township resident. And also Guy Wilson, who happens to be an alternate attorney for, I believe, the planning board and maybe Board of Adjustment, but he's also a longtime resident, well known to the township. So the question, all three of them are available on either the 21st or the 22nd, coming up Monday, Tuesday, and the clerk tells me that gives us enough time to notice a special meeting. Slight preference for the 22nd by Mr. Wilson because he has to go to another planning board meeting at 8 p.m., but I don't know what the availability of
I'm glad you're saying the 22nd is. Because the 21st is the Saturn-Jupiter come together at the... I don't. That hasn't happened since the year 1200.
Yeah.
We need to see that if it's clear.
Let's check our weather. Let's check our weather now. Let's make sure it's going to be. It's going to be bright.
It better be clear.
It doesn't. I don't have a preference.
I don't either. I can make either. Well, Bev, go ahead.
The year 1200?
I can't remember. You know, when I think I was sleeping that day.
I think I see it up there now. Like when I go out.
Isn't it supposed to be in the early part?
No, it's like 45 minutes after sundown.
Yeah, it's very early in the evening.
Okay.
In the southwest.
Boy, I would have been getting up early in the morning. I would have missed the whole thing.
It's an airplane coming in.
So go ahead, choose a day.
22nd.
So the 22nd is starting at. Should we say 6 p.m.? I mean, this meeting normally starts at 7. Any interest in starting a little earlier or later or regular time?
6 p.m. is fine with me.
I don't care. As long as it's not the day before, I'm fine.
We need to start earlier, but so I'll second the date.
Let's just double check with Karen, the clerk. December 22nd, 6 p.m., is that your understanding works for everyone?
Yes, that sounds good. Yep.
Okay. Then now for your motion?
I think... Bev had the motion.
Oh, I'll make the motion. Yes, I'm going to put it in my calendar. I'll make the motion to interview the three candidates to fill Committeeman Wunder's seat on December 22nd at 6 p.m.
As well as other business that may come before us, because we know we have two resolutions.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. And also on the scheduling topic, that time of the year where we need to we need to schedule the reorganization meeting for the year 2021. Wednesdays are our normal night, so the 6th of January, 6 p.m. as usual, where we move it. The reorg, we've always moved forward. And just to be clear, this year we won't be hosting any dignitaries, I don't expect. We won't have a reception afterward. We'll look for another time, hopefully during the year when COVID allows. But is 6 p.m. on January 6th good for this group?
It's fine with me.
So the way it's going to work... we have to make a...
That's my... Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can discuss first, whatever.
Yeah. So then, as far as the swearing in, I guess it's going to be Matt. And there's no family that can... Well, the police bring their family in, so
I think for the individuals are being sworn in. We mm-hmm. if they'd like to sort of let us know that they'd like to have somebody, I guess mm-hmm. we could allow that.
You should, I guess, if the police do it, they bring in a certain amount, as long as we don't go over capacity.
Subject to social distancing.
Yeah, we COVID under Mayor, under the current executive orders, that would be permissible, assuming they hold from now till the date.
Yeah.
Assuming there isn't any tightening of restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the motion is to schedule our 2021 reorganization meeting January 6th at 6 p.m.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And I should have asked Karen, is that all you need to schedule that meeting?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Last item, we were contacted over recent weeks by former residents who still own a almost quarter acre, 0.27 acre area of land known as Block 59, Lot 21 on Musconetcong River Road. And they, as I said, they've moved out of the township. It's an undeveloped parcel of land, and they are offering to donate that to the township. It does not connect to any open space, and being the size that it is, I don't think there's any real motivation for, certainly not really for recreation or trails or anything like that. However, I just discussed this with the attorney, and I remember my first year on the committee, the question came up. We had another resident who basically said, I'm going to stop paying taxes on this property. I'm walking away from it. I don't want anything to do with it. And it was my impression at that time that for little pieces of land like this, it's actually easier when you have a dialogue with the owners, signing over the deed. Otherwise, you know, foreclosure is not an easy process. These things linger on. The attorney tells us that we could, you know, if we find we have no use for it, we can resell it. There's almost no legal liability to the township. And I imagine he's bristling when I say that, but I should probably say that the township is well protected from liability. Is that better to say, Matt?
That's better. I always make that the environmental plea, particularly in our area with all the history of farming and whatnot.
Yeah. So I guess the proposal, and Matt touched on it, I think that if we consider to accept it, it should be subject to a clean bill of health from a preliminary assessment and obviously clear title and the like.
Are there neighbors on this? Does anybody, even the neighbor doesn't want the property? Or
I haven't asked them. I assume they've discussed that, but over time we could sell to a neighbor. We could. It's a fairly steep slope. It's in a very environmentally sensitive area.
I saw that, yeah.
It's very environmentally sensitive, just up from the Musconetcong River, relatively steep slopes. So from the environmental perspective, I think, and you know, I've asked the zoning officer, not specifically here, but enough times to say, could a house be built?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is maybe. You got to go through the engineering, the survey. Could you get a well? Could you get a septic?
It's only a quarter of an acre, isn't it?
It's a quarter of an acre.
Yeah.
So it would...
Yeah, I don't.
It would constrain a lot. It would constrain a lot to be there. I think it's best.
You have to get a couple variances.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You can't until you apply and go through. You can't say can't say it can't be built on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's apparently never been built on.
And then if it, not that it has bamboo on it or anything like that, but anything, we're going to be responsible to keep it mowed, or is it just?
It's just woodland right now.
I think it's just natural.
Natural. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There's no residential structure nearby. I looked at it as sort of what are the pros and cons, and I really, the only pro I see is that we don't have a piece of property kind of lingering out there. I don't really see any particular negative to not accepting it.
Well, like you said, if you go into foreclosure, then we have to pick up probably fees to work with the foreclosure. I mean, on a quarter of an acre, and it just after a while you bought it, whether you...
Exactly.
So it's better to get it for a gift.
That's my thought. If we have somebody willing to sign the deed over, it just keeps it cleaner, I think.
If they discover gold on it, we can think about what to do with it.
We own it.
There we go.
Yeah.
So would there be a motion or any further discussion preliminary environmental review? And, Matt, anything else we should have other than the typical clear title and insurable title, I guess?
No, exactly. Insurable title and a phase one, as you said.
Okay. With subject to those two caveats, should we enter discussion to have this property donated to the township? Would someone like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
No. Second. Oh. Go ahead. No.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. I'll be in touch with them. Any other new business that anyone has here in our last regular meeting of 2020? Seeing none, takes us to presentation of vouchers.
Okay. Right. First, I have one for capital paving and contracting for $195,081.97 for the, this is the Anthony Slyker. The grant is going to cover a lot of this. Okay, then I have one for Denville Line Painting Incorporated for some striping on the roads, $20,551.61. Got one for Eastern Concrete Materials, $1,252.63 for stone. I have one for Opdyke Sales and Service for some auto parts for $1,287.45. That's all that apply.
I have none that apply.
I have one here for Office of Emergency Management for $871.25. I have one here for Gephardt and Kiefer General Services for November for $2,084. And the last one I have is our LOSAP contributions for 2019 for $6,300.
And I have U.S. Postal Service for our postal meter, $2,000. For our CFO, Gregory Della Pia, his expenses for the year 2020 in the amount of $1,113.80. I have for a group called Downstate Property Managers, probably doing business as Advanced Recycling, Inc., for our November 14th electronics recycling event, $4,030. For the overpayment of tax refund to Kimberly R. Aziski, $2,503.82. And for Ardito and Company, the Township Auditors, they were here today starting off their 2020 audit, and this is the first quarter payment, $7,912. Total voucher list is $253,909.76. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
For Karen, which second?
Didn't matter to me.
Mark second.
Mark okay. Second. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And that takes us to correspondence. Animal control officer's report.
There's some missing cats.
The report on the electronics recycling that we just approved the cost for. Total of 274 residents participated. I would take that as a real success. A more than 14 tons of material was collected, an awful lot of CRT televisions, plasma monitors, 114 air conditioners, etc.
And there's a dumpster filled with metal that was that's not even accounted for in there.
So a very successful event. Thanks to all who, the DPW and others who, and our recycling coordinator, Joanne Fasinelli.
Yeah, that was awesome.
For organizing that event. And last, the curator's report.
Yeah, I do find this pretty interesting that, you know, they're digging in deeper and deeper into the local history, which, you know, I get, and they're getting well acquainted with, as they say, but they want to connect with more with the local schools and share this knowledge with them, and, you know, currently they're unable to. They're hoping that in near term that there will be an ability to share the information that they're gathering. I think that's a something that we all should look forward to.
Why can't they? Is it the COVID?
Because of the COVID and everything. You know, yeah, they're kind of chomping at the bit to get, you know. I think that's great.
Okay, that takes us to public comment for any topic anyone would like to address. Is there a motion to open public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, any member of the public, you'll probably have to press star 6 to unmute yourself. Please identify yourself, the road you live on, and you're free to make a comment. We We're not hearing anyone. If anyone is trying to make a comment, make sure you're pressing star 6 or unmute your own phone. Hearing no one trying to make a comment, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And we have no topics for executive session tonight.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. So the motion before us would be?
To adjourn. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you all for attending.
I have these. Has everyone signed the cards?
Good night, everyone. Good night, Karen, Matt.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.